look at all those things that could have happened to you. You could have been wiped out, but here you sell Lariat, make a nice profit there. And you said you went right to Latigo?
Pretty much. I think I was still too young, and I had kind of a business model that was working. So I took a lot of the same people from Lariat and just rolled into Latigo. We called Warburg back, Warburg Pincus, and we'd made them some money at Lariat. And they said, yeah, we'll do it. Kind of the same model. It wasn't that simple, but we stayed away from the areas where we'd been working with Lariat. So we kind of just slowly put together Latigo and kind of did the same thing.
How old are you about then?
That was 2002. I was born in 51, so 50.
Could you have retired at that age?
Well, there's all sorts of inflections on that question. Could I have retired? I think I've been of the mind all along that I could always make a living doing something. If I have to, John, I'll go back to welding.
Okay.
So could I have retired and lived on the island in the Bahamas? No.
Okay.
No.
But there's a lifestyle you could have retired to.
Yeah. Whether or not that was the lifestyle I wanted is doubtful.
You got to be working.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to be doing things, creating things. So Latigo, okay, I'll ask you, where did that name come from?
Well, Latigo is also Spanish for small rope. It took about, again, 5 minutes to come up with that. But it was just kind of a continuation. We did not want to be some sort of a high flash-in-the-pan.com name. I certainly didn't want my name on it anywhere. Wanted something that kind of conveyed, I think there's a value system from cowboys in West Texas that matters. So we kind of wanted to keep that kind of line of thinking. But there was no thought went into the actual name.
By this time in the petroleum business, you gained the attention of a lot of equity companies. They're following you now. So was it easier, Ned, this time you come around?
Oh, very much so. What we in fact did was did enough checking of the market to know what market was. And then we went to Warburg Pincus and said, we want to do it again. And they said what they would do. We confirmed that that was market. So we signed up again with Warburg Pincus, and it was a pretty simple process.
But then you have to strike out in a new area because you couldn't hang around where Lariat was. So where are you producing wells?
When I started my first company, Cote Resources, I didn't really write a business plan, but I kind of wrote some business governance kind of ideas. And one of them was I wanted to stay in areas that had been under regulatory control for years. I wanted to know what the rules were. I didn't want to be in a state that hadn't had any oil and gas to speak of. I didn't want to be in any kind of a federal land position where I was going to have to deal with federal bureaucracy and regulations and do EIS statements and EA statements and things like that. I wanted to be in places where the population knew what oil and gas was, where you were hiring employees whose dad and granddad had worked in the business. Grandmother knew all about what it was. I wanted to get home most nights if I could. So there was a lot of other kind of governance. So we did stay away for our non-competing from the areas in which Lariat had been active. But the Mid-Continent area and the Permian are big areas. So we kind of went back to the Mid-Continent and the Permian. They fit those kind of governance criteria.
All right. For those, and myself included, because I'm on the outside looking at your business, the Permian Basin, we hear that a lot. What land does that cover?
Oh, the Permian Basin is big. It's kind of centered on Midland, Texas, east probably 75 miles, north quite a ways, south quite a ways, west all the way into New Mexico. The Permian Basin is kind of split up into two sub-basins. There's the Midland Basin on the east side, in which our properties are. Then there's a central basin platform uplift, which brought all of the rocks up shallower. And then there's the Delaware Basin, which is on the western side. But it's kind of centered around Midland, Texas.
So Odessa is down there,
sure,
too.
And Odessa's near
that,
Midland.
In that area.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a whole lot of exploring there, but there's still...
Latigo didn't really get into the shale very much at all. But what's interesting is, as an industry, we're now taking what we used to consider source rocks, where the oil gas maturated, and we're now making them reservoir rocks where we're producing hydrocarbons from those old source rocks. We never had the technical ability to produce oil and gas from the source rocks until 10, 12 years ago.
You're following technology without attempting to, but it followed with you.
In some ways, we've always been pretty high tech as an industry, and my companies were always, in many ways, a little bit of a leader on using technology. We've had a view that better data helps you make better decisions. So we were always kind of the first in many ways to try things. Sometimes they worked, sometimes they didn't.
So you're squeezing oil out of rock that had never been explored before.
It had never been produced before.
Produced before.
Yeah. That's exactly true. You got it. And to jump ahead a little bit, Latigo kind of had a similar fate that Lariat did. We built it up until we were drilling within cash flow. Things were looking good. We were trying to decide what we wanted to do next. The public market wasn't really great in 2006. So again, we invited some people in, drew a line in the sand, and we sold Latigo and provided liquidity to employees and to our investors.
But this was your decision.
The decision was made by the board, and, you know, I was part of the board.
But why would you sell? This thing was very successful.
There's lots of reasons. One of them is prices were high, and we knew we were in a volatile. I mean, a year later, prices were low, so we picked a good time to sell.
And that year was?
2006 when we sold. But it also provided liquidity to all the employees that had ownership. It provided liquidity to the private equity investors. Providing economic returns to employees as investors is always a good thing. I'm not convinced that Warburg Pincus was 100% in favor of selling either Lariat or Latigo, but it was a really good return for them.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, that matters.